Zakta Mishnah Baita Mesechta Sukkah Peri Gimel Mishnah Gimel Arava Gezula. We've already discussed the halachis of Lulav and the Hadassim. Now we're going to see the halachis of Arava. Now let's first explain the difference between Hadassim and Aravais. By Hadassim, the Torah says Anaf Eitz Avais. We learn from there that the leaves of the Hadassim have to cover the wood. Avais is like braided. That's where the leaves have to grow out of the stem near each other, three leaves that should look braided. The three leaves should be like in one row, one is not lower than the other. Now, Arava is different. Here the Torah says, Arvi Nachal. The simon of an Arava is that it's long, like a Nachal, like a stream. The mouth of the Arava, meaning to say the mouth of the leaf, is kind of smooth. It's not jagged, like a saw that goes in or out. Its stem has kind of a reddish tinge. And most of these types of Aravas grow near water. That's why it's called Arvei Nachal. However, the Rambam says that even those that grow in a midbar or on the mountains are still kosher. So, Zakta Mishnah. Once again, Per Gimel Mishnah Gimel, Arava Gzula, Stolen Arava. We're going to learn it's possible because it's a mitzvah Baba Veira. And once again, on the first day, for an additional reason, the Torah says Lechem, and it's not yours. The Yavesha. If most of the leaves dried up, Psula, it is possible because it's not Hadar. Shalashera, that's the Avodah Zarah tree, v'shalir hanidachas, psula, because you have to burn these things. Yonidachas is a city where there were Avodah Zarah, like we learned in the previous two Mishnahs, city in Eretz Yisrael, where roiv of the people served Avodah Zarah, everything has to be burned, so being that it has to be burned, we consider it burnt already, and the Mela doesn't have the shear. So Zakta Mishnah, psula, this is pasal. Niktam Raisha, the top of the stem that the leaves grow out of is chopped off, or Nifritzu Aleha. Most of the leaves, from the shear of the length of the Arava, which is three tvachim, have fallen off. It is possible, it wouldn't be Hadar. The Atzaftzafa, what is Tzaftzafa? It's a different type of an Arava. It looks a little bit like an Arava, because I'll say it's not Arvinacha. So Psula, in all these cases, it's possible. So how do you know if something is an Arava, or if it's a Tzaftzafa? So like we explained in our Hagdama, there are three simanim for a kosher arava. The stem that the leaves grow out of has a reddish tinge. The leaves aren't round, but they're like long, like a nachal. The edge of the leaf is smooth. It's not like a sword that goes in and out, in and out. And all these simanim are halach l'moshe m'sinai, and they're all missing by the tzavtzafa. By the tzavtzafa, the stem is not red, and the leaves are round. And if you look at the top of the leaf, it does look like a saw. Vaitra Zakta Mishnah, Kimusha. The leaves are dried a little bit. Vishanashru Mixas Aleh. Some of the leaves fell off, but most of the leaves along the necessary shear of the Arava are still there. Vishal Baal. Baal refers to the type of land that doesn't need to be irrigated. It doesn't need to be watered by people. It grows just on rainwater. So it grew in a rain-watered field, not near a brook. Ksheiretz kosher. Either Torah says Arvei Nachal. Literally, Arvei Nachal means the Arava is the willows of the stream. So the Gemara explains, no, that's only to identify what we're referring to. And this usually grows by a stream, but we're not saying that it has to grow by a stream. Any Arava that has the three simanim are good. Although there are some Rishonim, like Rashi and Tosfos, who hold that it would be mitzvah and hamufchot that could get Arava to grow near a stream. But the Rosh and the opinion of Shulchan Aruch clearly states that it's not necessary. Okay, so what did we learn about the Arava? We learned seven psulim. If it's stolen, it's possible. Again, why? Mitzvah Baba Veirin on the first day because of Lechem. If it's dry, it's possible. It's not Hadar. If it's someone a Sheira tree, it's possible. This is an Avodah Zarah, a tree that served as an Avodah Zarah. Ir HaNidachas is possible. In both cases, again, you remember why? Kitusei Mechtes Shiura, because you're Mechuyev to burn it, it's as if it has already been burned. If the head of the stem has been popped off, it is possible because of Hadar. If the leaves have been separated, disconnected along most of the shear of the length of the Arava, it's possible. And the Tzavtzafa, which is not considered an Arava at all, is possible as well. And the simon to know that it's not a Tzavtzafa is, number one, that the stem is red, and number two, that the leaves are shaped like long leaves, they're not round. Another simon of the Tzavtzafa is that the leaves have serrated edges. It goes like in and out. In cases where it's kosher, and that would be kamusha, only partially dry, Ushanashru miktsas aleha, or only part of its leaves have fallen off, vishalbal, or from a field that's not necessarily near a river. In those three cases, the din is kishera.